Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
On May 26, at 5:52 p.m., the Alaska State Troopers received a report that a juvenile child was missing from the Sterling area. Multiple troopers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife officers, volunteer firefighters, volunteers, and other first responders responded to the area and began searching for the child.
Essentially, the juvenile child wandered away from her house. Parents noticed pretty quickly, and they contacted us. We responded with, essentially every other first responder agency in the area, including EMS, fire, as well as a lot of their friends showed up, and we began searching, and she was found, as it said in the dispatch, a few miles away from her house in a field.
Said PIO Officer Austin McDaniel. The dispatch states that the child was missing for approximately 2 hours before she was rescued. Luckily, she was safe and sound when she was found.
The child was returned. EMS crew is the one who actually located her in that field, had no injuries, and was brought back home. A happy ending all around.
A Saldana man has been pronounced dead and three more individuals are missing after a boat overturned near Seward. For more, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Saldana man has died and three others have gone missing after a boat capsized outside of Seward last week. Shortly after 1:30 in the afternoon on Monday, May 22nd, the U.S. Coast Guard notified the Alaska State Troopers of an overturned vessel in Iliac Bay. A preliminary investigation revealed that a 22-foot Hughescraft boat had departed Seward on May 21st, but could not return to Seward due to poor sea conditions and weather. At 5:30 a.m. on May 22nd, the U.S. Coast Guard received a mayday call from the vessel stating that the vessel was taking on water. U.S. Coast Guard air and marine assets and Good Samaritan vessels responded to the area. 29-year-old Soldotna resident Hayden Green was located deceased in the water and taken back to Seward on a Good Samaritan vessel. His body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office for autopsy. The three other occupants of the vessel, 60-year-old Seward resident Joshua Green, 29-year-old Anchorage resident Caleb Green, and an adult female, are currently unaccounted for. The identity of the adult female will be released once the next of kin has been notified. The Alaska State Troopers activated the Alaska Dive Search, Rescue, and Recovery Team, and they are currently responding to the area in an attempt to locate the three missing persons. The next of kin have been notified. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
In a graduation ceremony in Sitka, 26 new law enforcement officers who had completed the rigorous Alaska Law Enforcement Training Academy received their badges. I commend these new law enforcement officers who have successfully completed the rigorous Alaska Law Enforcement Academy, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. I appreciate your dedication to serving and safeguarding Alaskans throughout our great state, and for the positive impact your service will have on future generations of Alaskans. Graduating recruits completed more than 1,000 hours of training over the course of 17 weeks of basic Alaska law enforcement training. Recruits received intensive instruction in law enforcement-related topics, use of force and de-escalation, physical fitness, and many scenario-based exercises designed to prepare entry-level police officers and troopers for successful careers in the Alaska law enforcement. Completing the world-class training at our Sitka-based academy is no easy feat, and these officers have earned the right to wear that badge they were issued. I welcome these new law enforcement officers to our noble profession, said Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell. The work that these new officers will complete will enhance the safety and security of our state and continue to make our state a safe place to live, visit, work, and raise a family. Ranked choice voting has challenged the status quo, but its popularity will be tested in November. For more on this story, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska's new election system with open primaries and ranked voting has been a model for those in other states who are frustrated by political polarization and a sense that voters lack real choice at the ballot box. Used for the first time in 2022, the changes helped propel the first Alaska Native to a seat in Congress, and they could be short-lived. Opponents of ranked voting want to repeal it and are entangled in a legal fight over whether their initiative will be able to remain on Alaska's November ballot. It's just one example this year of an intensifying fight over a more expensive way for voters to choose candidates, driven in part by deep dissatisfaction with the status quo and opposition from political parties and partisan groups that fear losing power. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.